So we're going to go to the phone lines now and speak to Anas, who wants to share his story with regards to stress. Good morning to you, Anas.
Yes, hi. Good morning to you and to your guest.
Thank you.
And, I just would like to share my story. Actually, it started in 2008. I was switching jobs, and I got this new job in the, which was doing very well. Everything was perfect. And all of a sudden, the recession walked in. We had to let people go home, and you know, the pressure was building up in my office. At the same time, I was completing my master's. I was doing a thesis, which had to be completed within 6 months. I'm the oldest in my family, so I had to, you know, as an oldest in an Arab family, I was responsible for my brothers and sisters. I had 2 brothers and 4 sisters. So the pressure was building up from all the sides, and there was like, I was feeling that nobody was understanding or appreciating me at that time. So at one point of time, I just collapsed. I went straight to my boss. I said, I'm sorry, I cannot do it anymore. Here's my resignation, and please exempt me from the notice period. And I just went home and stayed for almost 6 months to recover from my state. Now, after completing the 6 months, I found another job, which was much better. But after a couple of months, let's say history repeated itself. I was handling one department, and all of a sudden, one manager had to let go, and they handed over to me his department. It was a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility. I had to stay late sometimes. I mean, my office hours were from 7 to 4:30. I had to stay up to 10 p.m. for some days with my old responsibilities towards my family. I was planning for a marriage at the same time. And then all of a sudden, I was about to collapse again. And then I was just, okay, I stopped for a while and I said, what's the problem? And then I realized that I had a problem with worrying about achieving and completing everything altogether. So what I had to do is that I just looked into each issue separately. I tried as much as possible to separate the issues I had in my office from the personal issues. And let's say after almost 3 years from doing so, I managed to complete my tasks wonderfully. I'm doing a very good job at my work with the building up pressure. I'm able to control everything. I successfully got married, and there was no issues. And I'm living, let's say, happily after with my wife, and everything is doing fine.
Well, congratulations, Anas. But, you know, thank you for sharing your story, because many parts of your story we will be able to relate to something in that story. And when you say that you were able to sort of decompartmentalize each part of your life and that helped you, and so you're sort of managing all of the, still managing that workload and working long hours, or have you been able to reduce those hours and manage?
No, actually, I found out that I had to work effectively rather than just worrying about completing the tasks.
Yeah,
I
work
was so
smart.
Worried.
Yeah, work smart more than work hard.
Yes, yes, that's correct. Actually, I was I found that was when I was given a lot of tasks, I started thinking how can I finish all these tasks at the same time? And then I said, okay, let's start one by one. And then while finishing each one, I found out that hey, I can finish those on time if I just work smarter rather than spending more time on worrying how to finish these tasks.
It's a very good point, isn't it? That fear takes over, the anxiety, the worry, and that gets in the way of actually doing what you need to do, so it makes it worse. Doctor, what's your thoughts?
Well, what you're describing is actually quite much what we've been talking about through the whole first hour, and you've summarized it very well with your actual cases, in which what happened is you become overwhelmed by being so good at doing one job, you get asked to do a second one, you don't know how to say no. And all of a sudden, you're working 15 hours to do 3 people's job, and you don't even have a chance to balance your own life. See, the human nature is to actually have a balance. You're not born to work, nor are you born to recreate, nor are you born to love or to be spiritual. You're actually born to do all of those things. So in your daily life, there needs to be 4 things that happen: work, play, love, and worship. And those things were not happening at that time, that you were finding yourself overwhelmed with only work. So it was like living in a house that was only a bedroom for you, You'd go to work early in the morning. You wouldn't come back home until late at night. And your entire existence for a period of time was just work. You didn't have time to recreate, which is being able to recreate non-stressful situations and be thinking about things that are non-stressful. Nor is it that you had time to do another human entity, and that's relate to other people in a human kind of way, whether it's friends, romance, family. And then also the spiritual aspect is what a lot of people don't seem to remember, is a very important component, that is your universal connection, your purpose in existing, your mission statement in life. So when you started to actually recognize that you needed a time to belong to someone special in your life, you needed time to recreate, you needed time to get that balance, is when you actually began to recognize that you could do things more effectively. Mm. One of the things that you brought out very correctly is that you need to work smart, not work hard. The research actually shows, and this was done in the United States, is actually people who learn to work smart can actually work 6-hour days effectively and get more done in that 6 hours than trying to push 8 to 12 hours a day. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm. Anas, are you recognizing in other people how you were before? Do you see others in your workplace maybe showing signs of stress and not coping?
Yeah, actually currently I'm managing around 6 people. From time to time I do notice that with my employees. Now, I do personally interfere. I mean, I do call them for a one-to-one meeting sometime, just trying to crack the issues they have. Some of them, I find out that they're having some conflict, let's say personal conflicts, which are affecting their work. And then I would solve it by giving them some, maybe time off to find ways to solve these issues away from work. Because if I have an employee who's working under me with issues in his mind, he'll not be able to produce or give me a good output.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of them, they have issues at work itself, and they might have a conflict with a person. They might have a conflict with a certain type of task that they're handling. So I would help them out by either maybe assigning another person to help him out, by shifting this task to a person who's more capable. I'm just trying my best, of course, to help my employees.
Mm. And you understand, because you've had those, you've been through that yourself. And thank you so much for making the call this morning and sharing
your
story.
For having me on the show.
And
thank
we wish you all the very best, you and your family all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.